Phoenix Books presents
Thief of Time by Terry Pratchett. Read by Christopher Kazanoff, Gabrielle DeCure, Caressa McElhaney, John Rubinstein, and Stefan Rudnicki, with a special guest appearance by Harlan Ellison.
According to the first scroll of Wen the Eternally Surprised, Wen stepped out of the cave where he had received enlightenment and into the dawning light of the first day of the rest of his life. He stared at the rising sun for some time because he had never seen it before. He prodded with a sandal the dozing form of Claude Poole the apprentice and said, "I have seen. Now I understand." Then he stopped and looked at the thing next to Claude Poole. "What is that amazing thing?"
"It's a tree, Master," said Claude Poole, still not quite awake. "Remember, it was there yesterday."
"There was no yesterday."
I think there was, Master," said Claude Poole, struggling to his feet. "Remember, we came up here, and I cooked a meal and had the rind off your sklang because you didn't want it."
"I remember yesterday," said Wen thoughtfully, "but the memory is in my head now. Was yesterday real? Or is it only the memory that is real? Truly, yesterday I was not born." Claude Poole's face became a mask of agonized incomprehension. "Dear, stupid Claude Poole, I have learned everything," said Wen. "In the cup of the hand there is no past, no future. There is only now. There is no time but the present. We have a great deal to do." Claude Poole hesitated. There was something new about his master. There was a glow in his eyes, and when he moved, there were strange silvery blue lights in the air, like reflections from liquid mirrors. "She has told me everything," Wen went on. "I know that time was made for men, not the other way around. I have learned how to shape it and bend it. I know how to make a moment last forever, because it already has. And I can teach these skills even to you, Claude Poole. I have heard the heartbeat of the universe. I know the answers to many questions. Ask me." The apprentice gave him a bleary look. It was too early in the morning for it to be early in the morning. That was the only thing that he currently knew for sure.
What does Master want for breakfast?"
Wen looked down from their camp and across the snowfields and purple mountains to the golden daylight creating the world, and mused upon certain aspects of humanity. One of the difficult ones.
For something to exist, it has to be observed. For something to exist, it has to have a position in time and space. And this explains why 9/10 of the mass of the universe is unaccounted for. 9/10 of the universe is the knowledge of the position and direction of everything in the other tenth. Every atom has its biography, every star its file, every chemical exchange its equivalent of the inspector with a clipboard. It is unaccounted for because it is doing the accounting for the rest of it, and you cannot see the back of your own head.
Except in very small universes.
9/10 of the universe, in fact, is the paperwork. And if you want the story, then remember that a story does not unwind, it weaves. Events that start in different places and different times all bear down on that one tiny point in space-time, which is the perfect moment. Suppose an emperor was persuaded to wear a new suit of clothes, whose material was so fine that, to the